You feel like you can make it, even though you've done your best. Stand still, 'cause God is standing here. Hold on and don't give up. Don't give up.
Praise the Lord.
Come with a praise in our heart and your spirit all over us, Father.
Yes, sir.
That we exude your spirit, Father. That all that who would enter into this sanctuary would know that you are true and living, Father. That they would come with a strength of touching you. Even us, as we would come through the door and though there is a sound of my voice, that we would left everything that was struggling and hindering us, we left it at the door. For we can give you the glory, give you the honor, to give you the praise that is just due to you. O Oh, Father God, a spirit of one, a praise of one. Father God, bless those that are on their way, send and protect them from all hurt and danger. Father God, that they would come in with a mind to serve and a mind to work. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I'm stretching out from where I am to where he's taking me. I'm stretching out from where I am to where he's taking me. I'm stretching out from where I am to where he's taking me. I'm stretching out from where I am to where he's taking me. By faith I clap, believing that strongholds are broken when I praise. By faith I dance, receiving a new heart for you. My hands are raised. There is a reason why I sing. There is a reason why I shout. Lord, as I worship, take me in and pour your spirit out. I stretch.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, pray. You said okay?
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please.
This is my full voice.
Hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the highest mountain, I don't know the words. I'll travel near or far for your glory.
You make all things new, yeah. You make all things new, and I will follow you forward. You make all things new, yeah, you
for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold.
King.
For your glory,
I will do
everything just to see you, to be
of the goodness of Jesus. Not my goodness. Yes. Not your goodness, amen. Anybody else, but when I think about the goodness of Jesus, yes. Reverend Paul said, man, if it had not been for the Lord, my God. Yes. When I just pause and think about what I deserved.
Come on, preacher.
Huh? That I didn't receive because of the goodness of Jesus. I can't help but give him praise. So I can't help but magnify. I can't help, amen, but live a life, amen, as unto him. Just when I think of the goodness. See, if he never does another thing for me. Come on now. He's already done enough for me to live for him for the rest of my days. If he never does anything else, I would not be disappointed. Hallelujah. Because he's just that good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can't nobody love you like Jesus can. Can't nobody help you like he can. Nobody can bring peace because he said he is the Prince of Peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. See, not like the world, because the world give it. And they take it away. Same one that gave it to you. Same one that told you so good. Next thing you know, they're throwing you under the bus. But not Jesus. He went to the cross for me. I don't know if you claim it or not, but he went to the cross for me. Hallelujah. And oh, my goodness. When I think of the goodness of Jesus. Don't nobody have to give me their testimony. Don't nobody got to pump me up. Creesha, come on. All I got to do is think. I don't got to get a check in the mail. I just got to think of the goodness of Jesus. Huh? And that'll lift me up out of any place I might find myself. Amen. Because can't nothing compare to the money gone. It comes and it goes. Folks come into our lives and they go. But Jesus. Ha. He said he'll never leave you or forsake. Huh? He said I'll be with you always. Always. And you're up and you're down. Yes. Always. Yes. When you're bad, yes. When you're mad, yes. When you're not right, come on, always. Come on, always. Yes. and acting up. Uh-huh. Always. Because he's the one that's going to straighten us up.
Come on.
Yes. Yes. Come on. All we need is Jesus. Yes. See, somebody said a little bit more, but I got all I can stand. Huh? Amen. Because when he came, he gave us his all. And that's how good he is. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to see y'all this morning. Good to be in the house of the Lord with the saints of God. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that we can take time, Lord, that you've given us to gather together and magnify your name, to lift you up, God. We don't come to lift up man, Lord. All we are but dust and ashes. I believe even as Moses said, who am I but a worm to call on the name of the Most High God? But because of who you are, hallelujah, and what you've already done for us, Lord, we give you glory. We give you glory right now. We say, have your way in this place, Lord, in every heart, every mind, every soul. Break strongholds, God. Hallelujah. Bring understanding. Set us free, God. Speak to us. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm but a vessel, Lord God, and I say, use me according to your will. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Don't let me get in the way. Hallelujah. You desire to speak unto us, your people. So let your spirit have its way in this place. Bless every soul. Lord, bless those that are on high. And we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Tell three people, I'm glad to see you here this morning. Glad to see you here this morning. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We'll go ahead and release our children to their classes. Amen, our young people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh,
yeah. We serve a good God. I wouldn't want to serve any other kind.
Have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Have your way.
My God, my God.
Yeah.
Somebody say, can't
nobody
do me like Jesus. Ooh. David?
Nobody.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Ooh.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I think even when he chastises me, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Because that's love. He said, "Who? Goodness, help me, Lord Jesus. Ha. Oh, my God. Y'all done stirred something up in here this morning. It's good to be here. Good to see your beautiful faces. Amen. Amen. But we're living in interesting times.
Amen.
There's so much going on in and around the world. Hallelujah. And it's up to us, amen, to keep our eyes, our minds, our heart, our focus on the things of God. So many distractions. So many things pulling for our attention. So many things, amen, saying, look at me, you know. We live in a time, amen, where there's shiny objects everywhere. Somebody say squirrel. You know, next thing you know, it's getting our attention here, there, and everywhere. But I got to admonish to say, man, let's keep our eyes on the Lord, amen. You know, we gotta keep, because things are moving fast. Amen. I was looking last night, and there's things happening around the world that most people don't pay attention to. Amen. But we need to recognize, amen, that a lot of these things are lining up. Lining up. Amen. And God is showing his hand. Amen. He is showing his hand. Amen. And we need to stop. You know, I'm going to just drop this on you real quick. You know, I was watching, and I heard it once, only once in the media. Then I was watching one of the preachers I listened to, amen, Jonathan Cloud. He was very good. But he broke it down. I ain't going to go into it all. But, you know, I heard it, and it kind of caught my attention when I heard it. I forget where I was, but then he got into it, you know, as I was listening. A lot of people don't know something that took place on New Year's Eve night, that evening. And I mean, it's not a coincidence. Amen. But see, God is showing his hand, amen. And then going into this new year, there was a sign from heaven. Hallelujah. He lightened things up. Amen. There was lightning strikes in very strategic places that night. First one was the Capitol. The pinnacle of the Capitol was hit by lightning. Boom. That same evening, the Washington Monument was hit by lightning. That same evening, the Empire State Building was hit by lightning. That same evening, the new World Trade Center was hit by lightning. All these are iconic places that represent our power and our finances. The same things are going on, and I ain't got time to dig into it, but God is saying those are what you call harbingers. They're warning signs as we're going into a new year. Amen. And he wants to get the attention of this nation again. See, if we don't pay attention to what's going on in the heavenlies, you know, I mean, got to pay attention to more than just, you know, the natural, but what's going on in the spiritual. For all those iconic buildings to be hit the same night, hours before we stepped into the new year, God is saying, pay attention. Because that's the two things this nation rests upon, its power and its finances. And then God is saying, I see you. I'm watching. Pay attention. And we as God's people must pay attention. You know, as I continue the message from last week, amen, as we were dealing with, hallelujah, being fully present. You know, we talked about that some, but I really didn't get to dig into it. But you know, it's part of our theme, being fully present. Amen. We're going to talk about that some today. Amen. Moving forward. Building God's kingdom. The question is, how many of us have been busy building God's kingdom? And not just our own. You know, I love how the scripture tells us, amen. He was talking, I believe it was David, he told me, as you build my house, I'll build yours. See, so I'm letting them know, if we would busy ourselves about the Father's business, he'll take care of us. Man, and like I told y'all last week, amen, I would prefer to have God minding my business than anybody else. In other words, y'all stay out of my business. God's got it. Amen. You can't do nothing but talk about it. Right? Amen. I'm going to do my best to stay out of yours. But now when you invite me in, or when God sends me in, I'm still doing his work. But being fully present, amen, means being fully conscious of the present moment. Oh, y'all know how it is, amen. That means being free of all the internal noise. You know, those voices that we're constantly hearing. The story, amen, the dialogue that's going on in your head, amen, instead of being in the moment. Amen, but you got all this going on, amen, and you really can't be present because, amen, you're distracted over here and over there, and you think about, amen, what could have happened, what would have happened, or what should have happened. Amen, when you're in a conversation with somebody, especially if it's an intense fellowship, you're not present usually because you're busy in the back of your mind forming your answer to what you just heard them say, but they're not through saying what they were saying.
Oh, come on now.
Because so you're not present to hear all that they're saying because, you done checked out already. You ever have somebody say, okay, I understand or I agree, only to get you to be quiet? Or maybe you on the other side of that.
All right.
But see, we got to be able to, amen, to get those thoughts under control in our head, amen. We got to, you know, watch out for the narrative that's constantly telling us, amen, everything but what we need to hear. Amen. We get focused on our past, or amen. We're thinking about our successes. Amen. Instead of being present in the moment. How we can hang out, amen, on our fears or our failures, amen, or our fear of going forward. Amen. Sometimes people are afraid to succeed. Amen. So we look at that, amen. So we want to understand what does it really mean. This thing will act up on me today. What does it really mean to be fully present, amen? You know, sometime in that place you get the feeling of stillness and peace, amen. You can really see what's going on around you, amen. You know how I say slow down and smell the roses? But we be moving so fast. You know, sometimes when I'm riding with people, amen, in a route that I've taken many times. But when I'm riding with somebody, I see things I didn't see before. Right? You know, because now you can pay more attention, you know, and believe me, you need to keep your eyes on the road if you're behind the wheel. Okay? Not on your phone, on the road. Amen. But you know how that when you're in the passenger seat, you can just kind of, you know, take in the scenery, right? So I'm glad somebody's behind the wheel paying attention. So what am I saying? Well, this is your life. You don't have time to be the spectator. God's got you behind the wheel. Amen. And he's the navigator. Amen. We need to be ready to pay attention, amen, instead of just being off somewhere in la-la land. People be calling your name and you don't even hear them. Hey, hello. Amen. But we want to be present, amen. We want to experience what the real world is doing right now in the moment. What's happening in your home? What's happening on the job? What's happening, amen, in the conversation with your spouse or with your children? Being present, amen. Not so busy or distracted, amen, that you know, they're trying to tell you something important, amen, and you're not even hearing them. You're like, yeah, uh-huh, what, hold on. Because we're distracted. Amen. And when we find ourselves going through life, amen, so to stay in a state of being present, amen, it's going to take intentionality. Yeah. It's got to be, amen. Yeah. And you recognize, amen, we need to train our mind, amen, to remain in the present. Right? So we think about the conversation we had to somebody else. Amen. All these things going on in our head. Amen. And then, you know, someone say, well, I told you X, Y, and Z. You did? More than twice. But you wasn't paying attention. You know, sometimes we say, I hear you, but do you hear me? Yeah. You know, we need to really work on, and when I say we, see, we includes who?
Me.
We need to work on being present as much as we possibly can. If I can say at all times, amen, but we know that's going to take a whole lot of work.
Amen.
Right? Amen, but we need to work on, because we're there from time to time. You know, but the ability to summon that state of mind and stay, amen, engaged for an extended period of time, it's going to take focus and intentionality, man. And why am I saying all this? Because God wants us fully present for his kingdom. But see, our lives have been encumbered, amen, by so many things that we forget that we are his representatives sometimes. See, well, I'm talking about, we get somebody to say, well, I got to go to work, and I got to do the laundry, and I got to cook dinner, and I got to take care of kids, you know, and all, you know, all those places you can still be present for God. Amen. See, he's with us always, but is, are we with him? Are we mindful, amen, that he's with you wherever? Everybody say wherever. In the dark places, he's still there. Amen. And in the light places, he's there too. Amen. But see, he wants us to be mindful, because when you're dealing with your spouse, when you're dealing with your children, when you're dealing with your coworker or your employee, amen, when you're dealing with the person at the store, amen, you're still representing God. Because, we said, the script said, he said, my life is no more my own, but I'm bought with a price. Amen. See, so in other words, I should be sold out to him. So when I'm engaging with Ella Willie, amen, I'm representing God. Amen. When I'm engaging with anybody around me, amen, I need to be present in that conversation. Amen. And so that we can hear what's going on, amen. See, because our minds by default wander. How many of us ever find ourselves during the week, amen, or riding down the road or sitting at home just daydreaming? You ain't sleep, but you gone. you daydreaming. You somewhere else, amen. Even on the job, you somewhere else, amen. And see, we got to learn how to bring that focus right back in, amen. See, because, you know, our mind wants to wander. It wants to revisit the past. Amen. It wants to sit there and contemplate our plans for the future, although it's not here yet, and we might not even get there, Corey. You know, so but we're it's okay to plan. I mean, you know, the Bible even tells us to, you know, roll our thoughts upon him. Amen. But don't hold on to them too tight, because sometimes our thoughts, even mine, make God laugh. Right? Because our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his ways, amen. But our minds, amen, we explore all these things and we find it going on. And being next thing we know, we find ourselves checked out. Being in the state of mind of being checked out. Sometimes it's intentional, amen. Other times it becomes a part of our coping mechanism. You know, especially when difficult things are going on, you're going through trauma or you're going through, you know, something, amen, you can check out so you don't have to deal with the reality. But that doesn't change the reality. Amen. Amen. But it's a survival method, amen. And at times, you need to be able to check out, but you still got to check back in. You can't stay checked out. Right? And as a child of God, amen, we need to know how to cast all our thoughts upon him, amen, because truly, you know, how we give people the silent treatment. Oh, come on, y'all don't want me to go there this morning. You know how you mad at Pastor Davis, so you can come to him, but you ain't going to talk to him. Mm-hmm. The silent treatment. Mm-hmm. See him coming and you're going to go around the other way. Amen. You're going to wait till you leave the room. I don't know what he did to you, but you know, he get the silent. He might get a curt smile. But don't approach me because I don't want to talk to you right now. You know, so we do those things. Right? See, I didn't say your wife or your husband. I'm putting me under the bus, right? Right? But y'all know what I'm talking about. Be all up in the house. Ain't said a word all day long, all week long. Hello. Checked out because you stuck in the past situation instead of being present to deal with the situation. I'm going to show you. And if I'm not enough, which I'm not, we find ourselves doing that to God. Right? He let X, Y, Z happen in my life. And when he didn't give me what I wanted, I'm mad at God. I'm not going to pray. Right? Don't just flat out stop praying because we're mad at God. He wants us fully present. He wants us in the situation, amen, and get past all those narratives, amen, that's going on in our head, telling us this, that, and the third, amen. And so, because when we try to make sense of things, sometimes we can't make sense of it, amen. We have a tendency to repress the thought, repress the situation, amen. Or you know, that what that means, amen, we just going to squash it. I'm not even going to think about it. Right? But you got to deal with it. You know what I mean? It ain't going to go away. You know, or we just allow ourselves to get distracted. We'll pick up our phone, or we'll go turn on the TV, amen. Or, you know, we find a way to get away. Huh? Mm-mm. Or maybe when that conversation, we'll get fixated on something that was said, amen. And, you know, they said one thing. Oh, no, that ain't right. And you fixate on that one thing. So much so you can't hear the explanation of the rest of it. Or you can't even hear the apology following it. Right? Because you fixated on that one thing. You know, even when that word came out of my apology, do we not understand what apology really is? Apology is not saying I'm sorry. Two different things. See, an apology is an explanation of why I did what I did. And there's nothing wrong with an apology. You know, and most apologies should be followed up with, I'm sorry. You see, because you know when you get into apologetics, it's really just an explanation of Scripture. You see, so when sometimes we, I apologize, but you really mean that I'm not sorry. But the fact of the matter is, you didn't even apologize. You just said you apologized. I'm still waiting for an explanation. So I didn't get either. All I got was. Right? My bad. That's the new one right there. My bad. Huh? Yeah, you bad. Why? You know, what's up with that? You know? But because we're not present. You know, and you know, so these internal strategies, amen, sometimes they work, and most of the time they do not, but we use that to support us, amen, and help us in the process. But the thing I want us to understand is this. You know, I go back to the passage again that Pastor Linda read, amen, and we talked about it. He said, love the Lord your God. Yeah. I just can't get away from this passage for some reason. With all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your soul, all. Now, when he said all your mind, that's intentionality. You see, the one thing we need to realize is that your mind is a tool. See, we say, well, this is just the way I think. No, that's the way you've trained your mind to think. That's the way you've allowed your mind to function and operate. Do we not know our mind is a tool, amen, that has to be trained? And if we don't train it, it will train us? And you say, well, that don't make no sense because I can't do that without my mind. You speak to yourself, don't you? You speak to your mind. We have all been trained Amen. Because when you use, I like to throw some bad English in there every now and then. When use was born, you had a blank slate. Right? Sometimes we think this is just who I am. No, it's not. It's who you've learned to be. Who you've trained. Why do we send our children to school? Why do we teach them to speak as they're growing up? Because their mind don't know how yet. But we're constantly learning and learning and learning. And one thing that I've learned about the mind, amen, is you are in control of your mind. But if you don't understand that, your mind will be in control of you. And just like computers, amen, they have a saying, amen, it's a little acronym. There it is right there. Garbage in, garbage out. Gigo. Garbage in. So whatever you allow to be put in your mind is all you're going to get out of it. And if we are not careful, amen, and we stay absent, anybody can dump anything in your mind, and all we become is parrots repeating what we've heard, amen, because we have not taken the time to train our own mind. Help us, Lord. So we need to understand that if I haven't trained my thoughts are controlling me, and I'm really a man or a woman out of control because I haven't taken the time to take control. That's why when we look at the scriptures, the Lord says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Jesus let us know there's some old garbage in there that needs to be kicked out. Your mind needs to be renewed. See, in other words, your mind is not hardwired in every area. Now, thank God there are areas that were hardwired. You don't have to think about breathing, blinking your eyes. You don't have to command your heart to beat every other second. See, there's places that's hardwired, but when it comes to our consciousness, we have got to truly begin to take authority over the thoughts and the intents that we allow in our minds. And if we don't, we will never be present. Somebody else will. Something else will. The things that we heard through our social interactions and through social media and through the news media, that's what's training our mind if we're not. And then it works so well that we think those thoughts are our thoughts. And we say, well, this is who I am because come on, you with me, you with me. So I want you just to pause for a minute and think about what fresh thoughts you put in your mind. Compared to the thoughts that have been placed in your mind. See, it's important that we take time out to really stop and think of what we are putting on board. What do you really believe? What are you standing for? And I love the Word of God because that's the only truth that hasn't changed. Amen. It tells us a study to show yourself approved, not unto man, but unto God. Problem is, we don't like to study. We like to be fed. We like to be turn on the radio, turn on the news, get on social media. Amen. Let's see what everybody else is thinking so I know how to think. I'm talking about some critical thinking here. To stop and examine, where did I get that? Where did that come from? What's the foundation of that? Where's the facts or the truth that backs up what I've embraced as my reality? That's why I like to try to base everything I can on the Word of God. right? Amen. What does the word say? How does the word, well, how does the word, you know, because that is the only, you know, he said heaven and earth will pass away. I'd rather be in the word than in heaven. Right? Because he said his word will not pass away. But if we're standing on anything else, you're on shaky ground. Right? We got to grab hold of what God has made available to us. Amen. We got to understand that you can literally. I'm not talking about spiritually. Amen. It's good to be spiritual. But you can literally change the way you think. You can literally, amen, rewire your brain, amen, to think in the right ways. Amen. Well, we're going to talk about that in depth in some time to come, because I want us to really understand, amen, the physiology of the brain. Amen. God gave us a wonderful tool. Amen. But if you let everybody else control it, operate it, train it, amen. Now, I want you to follow me, amen, because, see, sometimes we think, well, that's just my thoughts. But a lot of the stuff going on in our heads is not your thoughts. And the fact is, because you're sitting there listening to it. So who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? What's it telling you that's news to you? I'm talking about what's literally going on in your head. You can rewire your brain. And it's needful. That's why I love that passage. By the renewing of your mind. He says, bring every thought under the captivity of Christ. Every thought. In other words, he wants us to capture those thoughts and filter them through his word, amen, and see if they stand scrutiny under the word of God. And if they don't, it's time to train a new way of thinking. Amen, a whole new way of thinking, amen. You know, you can cut off those old ways, amen. And the more you change the way you think and the more you purpose to think what the word says, amen, and you purpose to think truth, and you purpose to think positively, you begin to actually create in your brain new pathways, amen, and dendrites, amen. And as you do that, amen, and cut those old ones off, they begin to shrivel up, amen, and now you automatically begin to go down that new pathway, but it takes intentionality to change the way you think. I don't want to go too deep into that part right now. But I wanted y'all to get it, because you are in control. Your soulish man, amen, is what God came to say. But your soulish man, my soulish man, can be so full of junk. That's why I need to be saved. He didn't come to save your flesh. He said the flesh is going to return as grass. Amen. He came to save the soul. But we got, because the soul is, if I could use the vernacular, is jacked up. Without Jesus, we grab hold of all the lies and the trends, amen, and all those things, amen. Whatever's trending, whatever's fashionable, amen, and we grab hold of it, and now we it. Instead of, what did the word of God say? Oh, my goodness. I didn't plan to go over all that, but I want us to understand, you are in control. Just tell yourself, I'm in control. You have the authority. But if you don't take the authority, because think about this, no man comes to Christ except he draws them. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to throw something else out there. Because, see, just like we can be drawn, let me say it like this. Your flesh can be drawn to drugs, alcohol, amen, illicit sex, Now, come on. I say any sex outside of marriage is illicit sex. It's fornication. Just going to put that out there because the word puts it out there. But we can be drawn to those things because of the desires of the flesh. But when God is drawing us, he's pulling on our spirit. Because he wants the spirit man to be in alignment with him, amen, so that now the spirit man can raise from obscurity in our lives, amen, and be put in the position where it's supposed to be in charge of our lives. But see, if we don't yield to the spirit, amen, the flesh and the soul will stay in control.
Amen.
Oh, y'all. See, just like Jesus, I mean, and God and the Holy Spirit, amen, are one.
Uh-huh.
A triune being. That's why they call them Trinity. Uh-huh. You don't find the word Trinity in the Bible, but they'll say, I and my Father are one. There's one in three. But what we see, amen, is that we too were created in the same way. Your body, soul, and spirit. Now, see, when you look at those three elements, Lord help me, the soul is not the one that's supposed to be in charge. The flesh, sure enough, ain't supposed to be in charge. The flesh don't have no filter. Without one of the other two, the flesh is completely out of control. All it's going to go after what it desires over and over and over again till it kills you. It's got no governor. The soul, amen, is taking in all the stuff from around us, amen, but the spirit is where God communes with us. Amen. So when God is speaking, he's not speaking to your flesh. Mm-mm. That's your job. He's not speaking to your soulish man. That's the spirit's job. So when he's speaking through his word, amen, he is speaking to us, amen, spirit to spirit. That's why he talks about it in his word. Some of these things are all these things are spiritually discerned, spiritually understood. The word is foolishness to the natural man, so you got to get something spiritually to be able to handle it. So the order that it should be, amen, is the spirit is in control.
Yeah.
The spirit man is in control because that's who you really are when you live here. You ain't taking this flesh. And the spirit speaks to the soul.
Uh-huh.
And tell the soul, no, we're not doing that. We're not thinking like that. We're not hating on people like that. And then the soul speaks to the flesh.
Uh-huh.
And tells the flesh, no, because the spirit won't give us permission. But until we build up the soul, the other two are running back and forth, having their way. And that's why when we do things, all of a sudden we're grieved in our spirit, we're sad, we're sorry, amen, because in your spirit you know what's right. But you've let the other two take control and run your life. But see, we're here because he called us unto salvation, right? Because he loves us, amen, knowing how messed up we are. That's why he came, because he knew we was messed up. He didn't come because he knew we had it together. He didn't come looking for people who was all together, because he wouldn't have found none. Right? But he came, amen, to save us from ourselves. From our own evil ways, amen. So, in other words, he drew us. I mean, I remember when I came. I mean, I wasn't intending to get saved. That wasn't even on my to-do list, Donita. No. But when I went into the church, something got a hold to me. Something got a hold to me, Robin, and I ain't stopped since. But here's the key.
Yeah.
He got a hold of the spirit man.
Right.
And he's been working on the flesh and the soulish man ever since.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, but see, so I look at this thing when I'm talking about being fully present. That's where he's working on us, to be present for him, to be present in his kingdom, to be present to be his image bearers instead of bearing the images of ourselves or the images of the world or what everybody else has told us. And that's why when I read this passage in Philippians, amen, the third chapter of Philippians, amen, when Paul is speaking, he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. He said, I'm not bragging that I got a hold of this. What? But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Amen. See, there's some things you need to forget. Because, see, you're still there. But he said, forgetting those things, forgetting the old way, the old man, all the stuff. Yeah, you've been through some stuff. I've been through some stuff. You did some stuff. And so did I. Right? But I know he don't want us stuck there. The past is past. We can't change it. Amen. But he can change us if we yield ourselves to him. Amen. So I'm looking at this. Amen. He said, I'm leaving those things which are behind, I reach forth unto those things which are before. Amen. In other words, pressing toward God. He said, it's got a hold to me, so I can't hold. And not only was he leaving the bad things behind, but he was leaving all his credentials behind. All his achievements, all his worldly accolades and all. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with that, but he's really making a point here is that none of that matters if I don't have this. None of that is going to get me, amen, anywhere that matters for anything or any length of time unless I get a hold of the Word of God. And I get a, so he goes on to say, he said, I press, amen, toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So I say, well, I don't have a high calling. Yes, you do. I want to let us all know we all have a high calling. Salvation is a high calling. Amen. A high calling. Amen. And he wants us to recognize, see, don't just think I'm just. You know I'm just in the kingdom of God. Huh? I don't care. Titles and positions and all that don't mean nothing if you're not connected to him. Right? It's not going to get you nowhere. Amen. Being pastor ain't going to get me to the front of the line. It's my living that's going to make the difference. It's how I love is going to make a difference. Be like Jesus, amen. Because see, When you have these callings on your life, amen, now you're even more accountable. And everybody ain't ready for that. I wasn't. And I'm still helping, just praying God help me right now. Right? Because it takes work to be, amen. But I want us to see what he's saying here. He said, let us therefore as many as be what? Perfect. Perfect. That's in that 15th verse. I'm like, what? What do you mean perfect? I want all the perfect people in here to stand up. I saw that. Only reason I'm standing because I was already standing. let me go over here. All right, now all the perfect people. Huh? See, so I want y'all to understand. Our measure of perfect is not God's. Right? See, again, his ways are not our ways. The very person you think gonna buzz hell wide over might beat you to heaven's gate. Because his ways are not our ways. You don't know their heart. You don't know their relationship with God. You don't know they got right while you still mad. Huh? Well, they didn't get right with me. Well, who are you? You need to get right with that attitude. I'm trying to help us. I'm trying to help us. See, let me just see. I wasn't gonna do all this, but see, for years, decades, I was angry at my father. Hated him. Hated him. And some of y'all heard me say this before. But I was so bad off, I said, if anyone called me to say he died, I would be mad at them for calling me. That's how bad I was. Yeah, brother needed some help. But praise be to God. He delivered me. Amen. From me. But my point is this. While I'm mad with an unforgiving heart, which separates me from God no matter how much I pray, because he said, if I don't forgive, I won't be forgiven. If I'm not forgiven, I'm not going with him. Yeah, but no matter how much I prayed or sang or danced or any of those things, as long as that unforgiveness was in my heart, I'm separated from God. Well, I don't know what's going on in his life. Then I find out, hey, he a deacon in the church, and he living, and he raising a whole new family, and he doing all these things. He done got right with God, far as I understand. I'm not talking about your life. I'm talking about my life. Now, while I'm hating one, he ready to step in the heaven gate. And he didn't have to ask my permission. Dangerous. See, that's why I said we need to be fully present. We need to have the mind of Christ in all these things, amen. And as I get more and got more and more of the mind of Christ, I learn, amen, wait a minute, I'm making him more important than God. I've exalted the hurt above the God that could reconcile the hurt. So I had to let the hurt go. And I had to call him up and let him know, Dad, I forgive you. But the first thing I had to do was repent before God. And why is that important? Because David said, against thee and thee alone have I sinned and done this great evil in thy sight. When we sin against God. We wrong others, but only God can forgive sin. So I had to go to him and say, Lord, forgive me. First. So we need to understand this, amen. Being fully present, amen. There's some painful places that have been in our lives, may yet still be in our lives. But God is a healer. But in order to receive that healing, amen, we need to get present with him. Look, let me finish this passage of scripture. Man, I'm not getting anywhere today. Say, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded. What's he say? If you're thinking off, if you're thinking in the wrong way, that doesn't line up with that perfect thought that he wants you to have, not man, but he wants you to have. It says this, God shall reveal even this to you. Ain't he a good God? That he'll reveal to you. Let me say it like this. He will reveal your stinking thinking to you. Right? So now it's up to us to change the way we think. Amen. Again, Father, forgive me. Help me to align my thoughts with your thoughts, with your will, with your words. Amen. And when we do that, amen, then we can be right with God. And that's the most important thing of all things. Amen. But I want to be present for him. Amen. And that 16th verse says, nevertheless, hereunto we have already attained. Let us walk. In other words, what you already know. I got to hang out there for a minute. I'm not making the progress I thought I was going to make, Johnny. But he said, what you already know. Not what you put on the shelf. Take it off the shelf because you know it. You know, sometimes we know things ain't right, but we'll put them on the shelf so we can do it anyway. So, but you already know. So he's saying, you know, he's letting us know, amen, what we already know. He said, let us walk by the same rule. In other words, it's the same for you, it's the same for me, it's the same for it. But God ain't making no new rules for Juan Jr. so he can do what he want to do while he holds Juan Sr. to a higher standard. It's done. is done. He wants us to align ourselves, amen. He said, let us mind the same thing, which is his ways, his will, his word. But see, it takes work in being present in order to grab hold of what has grabbed the hold of us. Amen. When God called you to salvation, when he drew you unto himself, amen, that wasn't you, that was him. But now he's done his part, amen. He came down and he went to the cross and he bled and died, amen, to cover our sins. He ascended, amen, to let us know that resurrection belongs to us too. He did all that, man. Now your part, amen, is to embrace him. That's why he said, let me apprehend the thing that's apprehended me. Let me get a hold of this salvation. Let me get a hold of this God that loved me enough to save me. Loved me enough, amen, to make a way that I can be different, that I can be his image bearers and not my own. He's made a way, amen, that I can represent him in the earth, amen, like he's called me to represent him. He's made a way, amen, I can go into the hedges and highway and tell somebody, amen. He's made a way. And I give my life to him, amen. Therefore, I'm no more my own. So when I understand that I'm no more on my own, that means I can't do what I want to do. I got a, you know how they, how you know, when you rent a house, you got a landlord. And you got to get the landlord's permission if you want to paint. You got to get the landlord's permission unless he gave it to you already. You want to put up a fence around his property. Or you want to tear down the fence around his property? Amen. So you can let anything in? No, let me stop. But you got to get the landlord's permission, amen, before you do anything, because you understand it's now his property and you just occupying it by. So let me drop this on you. You got a life, Lord. And you are his property. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
And you need to get his permission of how you're going to handle his property. Yeah. You know, the Bible literally says the body is the Lord's.
Yes. Yes.
And you gave it to him. You know, Lord, I give you my life. You can't be taking it back.
Right?
You can't be, no. Oh, but people do that, you know, they want, I don't want to live this way no more.
Oh.
Help us, Lord. I can do what I want to do. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. I'm 3 times 7 and can't nobody tell me nothing. Keep on. Keep on. I want us to understand that God has so much in store for you. So much in store for me, amen, that I don't want to miss out. I truly don't want to miss out, amen. So we need to get to a place that we're pushing those things aside, that as we read in the past, we already know don't align themselves with the will of God. I already know. So why am I even debating it? Why am I even thinking about it? Let me see, I'm about to mess somebody up right now. You don't even need to pray about it.
Come on now. Come on. Say that again.
Because the word of God already told you. Who you gonna pray to?
Come on, Jesus.
God done wrote you a letter.
That's right.
And told you what to do and what not to do. How to treat people and how not to treat people. How to live to honor him and the things that don't honor him. So he's taking the time and put that in our hands. And then when we want to do something, we gonna that's what I say.
Pastor, come on.
No.
Come on, Pastor.
If I told you don't walk on my grass, it need to be cut right now. So, but don't walk on my grass, and you look at me and say, I got to pray about that. I mean, I got a sign on it. Keep off grass. And then you come to my, I went to the trouble to spend my money, amen, to put a sign on my grass to say, keep off the grass. And then you come around and you go to my door. Can I walk on your grass? Exactly. What part don't you understand? I put a sign so you wouldn't be wondering or questioning what it is. God gave us his word. So we wouldn't be wondering or questioning, but yet we do it anyway. And here's the part. Here's the part that just makes me love him so much. I didn't even finish talking about the presence, Lord.
All right.
But here's the part that gets me. Is that even when I walk on the grass, even when I go so far as to kick over the sign, even when I can see him standing in the window watching me. He still loves me. He still loves me. He still wants to be in a relationship with me. He still wants to forgive me. He still wants to embrace me. Even in my disobedience, amen, in my rebellion, I'm not talking about y'all. In all these things, he still wants me. And when I really, really, really realize that,
yes, Lord,
it breaks my heart that I've gone against him. It makes me want to be in a relationship with him. Because he could have snuffed me out with less than a thought. But no, he made a way for each and every one of us. Amen. He went to the cross, amen, and took on my sin and your sin. He made a way, and he's still making a way for us to come closer to him, amen, so that we can get to know him, amen, so we can renew our minds, amen, so we can begin to think like him. What you mean, think like Jesus? Yes, you can think like. The Bible tells us, in let this mind be in you. Which was also
all
in Christ
Jesus,
who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made
follow
himself
you
of no reproach.
Forward.
He humbled himself. In other words, he said, let that mind be. Humble yourself.
You
and yield unto the Most High God.
All things new, you
his
make all things new, and I will follow you forward.
But God is good.
You make all things new.
God is good.
You
he
make
loves you
all things
oh
new.
Let's
yeah,
stand.
You make all things new, and I will follow you forward. You make all things new.
Hallelujah.
You
the Bible says
all
that God
things new, yeah,
is love.
Make all things
so
new,
he can't do nothing
I
but love.
Will
because he is love.
Forward,
no matter how much we mess up, no matter how much I might fall short,
you make all things new.
And he wants you to be in relationship.
Make all things new, and I will
but
follow you forward.
I'm struggling in my mind because
you
I was going to make a statement.
All things new, yeah,
and the Holy Spirit's
you
not.
Make all things new, and I will follow you.
See, I was getting ready to say
forward,
that God loves you unconditionally.
Forward,
loving as he is.
Forward, forward.
He said, no sin
forward,
is going to give you. He
forward,
loves you unconditionally.
Forward, forward.
Help me hold this book.
Forward.
You will not.
You'll
I
make
will
all
not.
Things new.
Get into his eternity with him. Lest I repent and turn from my wicked ways. See, that doesn't mean he doesn't love you. But there are conditions to get into his kingdom. And that's a part that some people have a hard time with. You know, so that's why I'm taking my time to explain carefully to you. He loves you
and I
with all that he is.
Follow you.
And if he was just going to let everybody come in into his kingdom with all our sin and all our unrighteousness, then it would be no different than this earth.
You
make it would be no different. But he said, in the new heaven and the new earth, there will be none of these things.
You forward, forward.
It says no sin
forward,
is going to enter in.
Forward,
he says, turn from your wicked ways.
Forward,
that's why even when we come to salvation, he says, repent. What does that mean? Turn.
Forward,
as it were.
Forward,
and go the other way. Repent. Change your way of thinking. Again, that mind. So that you can be in full relationship with him. That's what he's calling us for. We can't just do whatever, amen, and think that he's going to accept that into the new kingdom. He's trying to love us out of our stuff. He's not here to beat you out of it. He's not here to guilt trip you out of it. Amen. He's not here to manipulate you and try to control you. No, no, no. That's not the God that we serve. He simply wants you to receive his love and respond to that which will bring you out of everything that's not pleasing to
you. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do.
Because he wants it just like he willingly went to the cross.
And I will follow you.
He wants us to willingly come to him
forward,
and turn from all those things
forward,
that don't please him,
forward,
that destroy us.
Forward,
that makes it a mutual relationship.
Christian soldier, we marching
no forward,
forward,
no one's
forward, forward in the name of
amen.
Jesus. Yes,
you're
we
there
are.
Because
forward, 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 forward.
So if you're here this morning, amen,
forward,
and you're
forward,
not quite there yet,
forward, forward, forward,
I invite you to come
forward,
to the altar. The Lord loves you.
Forward. You make all
hallelujah.
Things new.
And it's not about the folks
you
around you. Oh, believe me.
Because
when the time comes, they're not going to be able to do anything to stop you from going.
And we will follow you.
But if we let them, they'll do a lot to stop us from
going. You forward.
You're not quite there yet. Please
you
come.
Make all things
don't worry
new.
About your title or your position.
You
or any of those things, because none of that matters
you
when it comes to your relationship
all
with God.
You and
he's a loving Father. He's a loving Father.
Forward,
forward.
You
yes,
make all
yes,
things
yes.
New. You
and he sees me and he sees you
new, yes,
and he knows
you
right where we are and he knows right what
all
God
things
is.
New.
Said,
forward,
I want you to be present.
Yes, yes, yes.
Fully present.
You
not thinking about what was.
All things
not worried about what
and
could be.
You make
right
all
right
things
now.
New and
put
I
your heart, your
will
mind,
follow you
on him.
Forward, forward.
His sacrifice for you and for me on the cross
forward, forward,
was for this very purpose. That his blood,
forward,
his sacrifice,
I will follow
would
you.
cover our sins.
Forward.
Release us from the weight and the guilt and the shame.
Forward.
And any condemnation that others are trying to put on you, even the condemnation that
you
we put on ourselves.
Make all things
I'm here
new.
To release you.
Yeah, you make all things
ye that labor
new.
The word is full of his will his beckoning, his
follow
call.
You.
For us
forward,
to
you make all things new.
And receive
you
his
you make all things new. Yeah, you
so those
make
come,
all things new. And I
just want you to focus on him.
Follow you forward. Forward.
Yes, Jesus.
That's all we can really say. Thank you. We didn't deserve it. We didn't even ask for it.
Thank you, God.
He pulled us. He called us unto himself. He chose you to draw you to himself. He could have chose anybody else. But he chose you right now. And he's saying, come to me.
Yes.
And he said, all you need to do is say, Father, forgive me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me. Oh, I think about the prodigal son when he came back to his father. He said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
Yes.
He said, forgive me. See, here's the thing that most people don't recognize. Is that when we sin, there's two important things I want you to hear. You're sinning against heaven, and you're sinning against yourself. And he says he will forgive you. And because he forgives you, which trumps everything else,
hallelujah,
overrides and overrules everything else.
Thank you.
You need to forgive yourself.
Yes, thank you.
Because your unforgiveness is not greater than God's forgiveness.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. So I want you just to lift your hands up to him right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
A sign
thank
of surrender.
Because
you're not doing it as unto me, God forbid. As unto him. Right where you are. I don't care where you are in the room.
Thank you.
I don't care if you remember what you did or didn't do it. Father, forgive me. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. And Father, help us to get hold of you. To get a hold of your ways and your principles, Lord. To get a hold of your word that it may transform our lives. Lord, that we can be the light that you want us to be. You can be the salt that you want us to be. Father, that we can represent
you
as your image bearers in the earth. We are the only creature on the planet that you made after your image.
Everything.
Help us,
Lord.
With your help. With your help. To represent you like you need to be represented. Forgive us right now, Lord. We repent. We repent of our wrongs, God. We repent, Lord God, and we know that you are a forgiving God. So we thank you right now. We thank you right now, Lord. And we receive your forgiveness. Lord, and as you told so many in the scriptures, Lord, once you talked to them and you forgave them, you said, go and sin no more. The choice is ours. The choice is yours to
we
choose to
nothing.
Not go there again.
We
not do it again.
Nothing.
Live unto him.
Yes.
And when you find yourself
nothing.
Struggling, just call on
hold
his name.
Nothing.
What do we sing this morning when
I
we call on that name, things change?
Away.
Huh? When you call on, he said, I am near you even in your mouth. All you need is call
I
me.
Give myself away.
And he will send the strength that you
so
need.
You
can
in that situation, in that situation,
I give myself away
to make a better choice, to do it as unto Him.
I give myself away.
We thank you right now, Lord, for your loving mercy.
Can
God,
you
hear us? God, we thank you, Lord, for your long suffering towards us, God, because sometimes, Lord, we can be stubborn. But God, by your help,
Lord,
and by your grace, we're coming near. We're drawing closer. We're yielding ourselves over to you.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you haven't given your life to Christ, hallelujah.
Your
you want to do that today? I just want you to raise your hand up
high.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
I give myself away.
You need to be up here too. Amen.
So you.
God loves you.
Can you
and today is a new opportunity.
I give myself away.
Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for these two souls.
I give myself
Lord,
away.
Recommit and dedicate
so you can
Lord, you know their heart,
me.
God. You know what your Holy Spirit has spoken to them, God. I am just a vessel, Lord. I don't know anything going on in their lives, God, but you do.
You do.
Lord, we say, let your will be done.
I give myself
receive
away.
Their petition, God. Yeah. Receive them into your
can
hands, Lord Jesus. Forgetting those things
my
which are
mine,
Lord, that they can press forward toward the mark of the high
to
call.
You
walking
belong.
After your ways, God. Representing
I
you as
the
Lord we
serve.
Lord, I thank
you
for them. I bless them right now in your mighty name.
Yes, yes.
Receive them, Lord God.
My life is not my own.
Amen.
To you